Today's shir is the Masechta Erevin on Daf Nun. We will begin with the beginning of the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom. We learned yesterday a chiddush, something different than what we've had so far in the Masechta. We've learned so far in the Masechta that you can be Kona Shvisa either by sending a messenger with food to put it at the place where you want to be Kona Shvisa for the Tchum Shabbos, or by actually walking there and Shabbos comes and you're standing there, that becomes your Makom Shvisa. We learned yesterday a chiddush that even if a person, when Shabbos came, was far away from the place where he wanted to be Kona Shvisa, but if he sees a certain tree, a elon or a getter, a stone fence, and he says, that's where I want to be Kona Shvisa, even though he is 2,000 amos away from the tree or the getter, if he says, that's where I want to be Kona Shvisa, he is Kona Shvisa. If he didn't know this halacha, the Mishnah said, that if he said, Shvisasi bim kaimi, I'll dwell for Shabbos right here, where I am now, so then he gets 2,000 amos in each direction. Tosfos, this is important to point out, that most Rishonim agree with Tosfos. The Tosfos Divrei Maskil, the second one, Va'omar Shvisasi bim kaimi zachas, Va'omari, the Beloy Amira Nami Kani. You don't actually have to say it. Even if you think it, and you're Gomer Das, that you want to have your Shvisa at that certain place, you are Kona. And the Rabbeinu Yoinasan, the Ritva, everybody agrees with Tosfos. The only opinion that we find not like this is brought down from Rav Shri Ragoin. Rav Shri Ragoin writes that you actually, in this case, have to say it outright, otherwise you would not be Kona Shvisa. So the Mishnah yesterday said that if he specified a certain place on the tree, for example, the trunk, then he would be able to have that tree as his Makom Shvisa, and then he could go, for example, if his house was another 2,000 amos beyond the tree, he could walk from the place where he is on Shabbos, where Shabbos began, till the tree, if it's within 2,000 amos from there, and then he can go from the tree to his house, but that's only if he says a certain area of the tree. However, the ratio of the Mishnah said that if he just said Shvisasi Tachtov, under some place under the tree, and he didn't specify where under the tree, then it says in the Mishnah Loy Omar Klum. And now our Gemara is going to begin and explain what does it mean exactly Loy Omar Klum, and we're going to have a machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, my Loy Omar Klum. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says Loy Omar Klum? Omar Rav. So Rav says Loy Omar Klum Kol Iker. It means that he only has four amos. He doesn't have 2,000 amos in any direction. The reason he doesn't have 2,000 amos from the place where Shabbos came is because he has told us that he wants to have it by the tree. He's telling us, I don't want to have it over here where I am when Shabbos starts. And what about having it at the tree? Rav holds that's also no good. Why? Because, I mean, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Lo yomer klum kol iker, says Rav, da'afilu letachtov shel ilon le'matzi ozel. He can't even go to the tree because since the Gemara is going to say two reasons, but we'll take one reason, which is it's not a makom mesuyim. It's not a specified place where, it's not like saying by the trunk I want, which is dalet amos. He's saying under the whole tree. Where under the tree? It's not clear. If it's not clear, he cannot use that as a makom shvisa either. And therefore, he's stuck. He can't move except dalet amos because he doesn't have where he is now, and he doesn't have by the tree either. This is the sheet of Rav. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel says, Loy Amar Klum Lebesoy. He ain't a chanami using this method. He won't be able to get to his house, as we'll soon explain why not. Avalatacht of Shalila Matsyazel, from where he is now, the Shabbos started until the tree, he could go. Vinase Tacht of Shalilan, under the tree, you know what happens? And this is why, as we're going to explain why he can't go to his house, it becomes a situation which we've had earlier in the Masechta called Chamor Gomel. A Chamor you push from the back, a Gomel you lead from the front. So what the Gemara is trying to say is that he's being schlepped, he's being pulled in two directions. Let us say he's in the south. Let's take this picture, which is in all the Vilna Shas, at the bottom of the Amud. We have Mokom Raglov, where his feet are, where he is when Shabbos started. That's, we're going to say, to the south. Then you have the tree in the middle, and then you have Besoy, that's going to be to the north. So the Gemara says, if he wants to measure the 2,000 amas from the northern part of the tree, we say no, we're going to measure it from the southern part of the tree, which is closer to you. If he wants to measure from the southern part of the tree, we say no, we're going to measure from the north. So to understand this, we need a few small introductions. Number one, of course, Shmuel disagrees with Rav. In principle, Rav said that you can't be coined under the tree because you did not specify a specific area of the tree. So you only have Dalet Amos. On this, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says that it's enough. Some place under the tree you have. You don't have to know exactly which specific four amas. However, since we don't know where the four amas is, we're going to be machmer, and we're not going to let you walk as far as you would like to in each direction. And Rashi explains what's the case. And again, let's refer to that tree, the big tree, which is out of proportion to his house in the bottom of the Amud. The Makom Raglov, where he is right now when Shabbos started, is 2,000 amos from the northern part of the tree. He's in the south. From the far ends of that tree, the northern part, the part that's closer to his house, that is all within the 2,000 amos from Makom Raglov, the place where he is at present. However, his house is also 2,000 amas from the tree, but it doesn't encompass the whole tree. It is only, let's say, the last four amas of the tree in the northern part, closest to the house. That is the last four amas of the 2,000 amas from his house. So now, says Shmuel, we're going to be machmer both ways, which means if he wants to get to the tree, which he's allowed to according to Shmuel, you can get to the tree, but now you want to go from the tree to your house. In order to go from the tree to your house, you're going to have to say that where was he kind of Shvisa? On the northern part, the part closer to his house, in order to get to his house. Because if it was the southern part that he was Kodesh Shvisa, the southern part, Rashi gives an example that the tree trunk is, let's say, 20 or 30 amas. Under the branches of the tree, you have 20 or 30 amas. So now, if he's going to get the southern part of the tree, which is closest to him, that is, let's say, 2,030 amas away from his house. That's too far. He's not able to go to his house. So when he wants to go to his house, we say, Chamer Gomel, we're going to schlep you in both directions. When you want to go to the north, we're going to say that your Shvisa was to the south. When you want to go to the south, meaning, let's say you say, okay, I'm going to go to the south, but I want to move back 30 amas. Because if I count the southern side, then I am only 1,970 amas away from the southern side. Let me walk back 30 amas. So we say, no, then we're going to schlep you to the northern part. Northern part, you know where your 2,000 amas end? Exactly where you are standing right now. Because you, to the northern part, is exactly 2,000 amas. So one area, Shmuel, is Mekel, that you are able to get to the tree, because somewhere under the tree is your Makom Shvisa, but since you didn't specify where under the tree, we give you a Chamor Gomel, and we'll be referring to this klal as we go through the sugya.
You can only stay under the tree for the rest of Shabbos?
So that means that, no, he could go back and forth to the place where it was Makom Raglov. He has 2,000 amas until the tree. Now we start on Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Amar Rabba. So Rabba said, "My time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav?" Explains Rashi that Shmuel makes sense. Your coin is someplace along the tree. You make a more gomel. Your machmer both ways as a chumrah, as we explained before. But what's the reason why Rav says you only have four amas? You can't get to the tree. You can't get to your house. You only have four amas. The Gemara answers two explanations. Explanation number one, Mishum Deloy Messiah Masrei, because since you didn't specify which four amas under the tree, as Rashi says, the Kivin Deloy Siyim Loy Kana Loy Midi, you get nothing. The Ikka di Amri, Amar Rabba, some say the Rabba gave a different reason. My time of the Rabba, what's the reason of Rav? That you only have Dalet Amos, Mishum the Kasavar, because Rav is of the opinion, as there's a famous Sugin Kedushin concerning this Indian of Kol She'enoi Bazeh Achar Zeh, if you cannot affect this one after the other. So, sequentially, Afil B'Vasacha saying, no, you can't even do it simultaneously as well. And what does that mean? Rashi explains that let's say you had designated the four Amas in the north as your Makam Shrisa, that part of the tree, and then you say, you know what, now it's the second part of Shabbos, I'll designate the southern part of the tree. You can't do that. You can either choose north or south, but you can't have both. So since you could not do it one after the other, so you can't do it b'vasachas either. Meaning, since he didn't designate which four amas, as we explained before, in the case of 30 amas, or 20 amas, or 8 amas, whatever the case may be. So we say, oh, now you want to have shvisa all over the tree. You want this four amas, you want the next four amas, and the next four amas. No, since you wouldn't be able to do it one after the other, you can't do it at the same time as well. Memela, you're kind of nothing, and all you're left with is four amas according to Rav. My benar, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ikka benar, the difference is, the amar liknili ba'arba amas migoy shmoina. He said, there's 8 amas. Now we just said that Rashi explained 20 or 30 amas. So Rashi says, since on Amud Beis we're going to see that there's a case of 4 from 8, exactly this case. So the Gemara here used that case as well to give this answer. So what's the concept? He said, I want 4 from 8. So now, he didn't designate which 4, but he did mention the number 4. So now it depends. Continues the Gemara, Mandi Amar Mishum D'Lo Masayim Asrei, according to the first pshat of Rabbah, that you didn't specify, and if you didn't specify, Rabbah holds that you get nothing, Rav holds you get nothing, Holo Masayim Asrei. By saying 4 out of 8, you still didn't designate exactly which 4, and therefore the halacha will be that you'll get nothing, you'll only get the 4 amas right in the place where the Shabbos began. Mandi Amar Mishum, Kol She'enoi Bazeh Achar Zeh, Afilu B'Vasacha Chaseinoi, but if we go according to the second shot of Rabba, and that is because of the klal, that if you couldn't do it sequentially, you can't do it simultaneously as well. Hi, ka'arba amistami. This 4 out of 8 is as if you said only 4. The hocha arba amiskamar. He did mention the number 4. That's enough to say that he is designating a specific place. As far as the chesorin, you know, as when is there a chesorin of kol she'enoi bazeh achar zeh afilu b'vasachas? Since if I said 4 on the north, I could not do as well 4 on the south. Therefore, here where I'm not specifying, it's as if I want all 8 amas or all 20 or 30 amas. If I want everything, you get nothing. You need something specific. But if I said, no, all I want is 4, but I'm not telling you which 4. I'm 4 out of the 8. I don't want all 8. I don't want all 20 or 30, whatever the length of under the tree is. I want 4. If I want 4, then that's not a chsorin of kol she'enoi bazeh achar zeh, einu vasach, because kol she'enoi bazeh achar zeh is only if you want 8. You can't have 8 one after the other. You can't have 8 altogether. But if I only want 4, it would be good. So this will be enough to between the two pshatim. Now we get into the sugya, which we have in Kedushin of Kol She'enoi Bazeh Achar Zeh Einu Vasach. We're going to ask questions on Rabba's premise. Gufa, we learned before, Amar Rabba, Kol Dover She'enoi Bazeh Achar Zeh Afilu Bavas Achar Zeh. If you can't do it sequentially, you can't do it simultaneously as well. Esri Abayla Rabba, Abayla asks a question to Rabba. Hamar Bebe Maisrois, we learned that if somebody adds on Maisrois, we know Meiser is a tenth. Let's say a person gave a 20th. He gave one. He gave a fifth, rather. He gave, instead of 10 out of 100, he gave 20 out of 100. He was marbe. So the halacha is, peiros of mesukonin. He took out of 120 sheaves of grain, and he left over 80 on the side. So the 80 on the side are good, because you gave meiser. Now the halacha is, Rashi says, that you can only give meiser exactly. It's not like the case of truma, where truma has no shear, and And you can go either 1 out of 40 or Beinoni 1 out of 50 or stinginess, you go 1 out of 60. But Meiser has a specific amount, and that amount is a tenth. You can't give less than a tenth, and you can't give more than a tenth. If you give more than a tenth, what happens? That you gave Meiser a tenth, and then the other part, that is Tevel. That is Tevel. And what's the problem now, says the Gemara? Umais Reis of Mukul Kolin. Now your Meiser is no good. Because how will the Levi be able to eat the Meiser? It's mixed together, Meiser with Tevel. But at least, what did you accomplish? You accomplished that the other 80 parts are Chulin and they can be eaten. That's what it means. Pei Reisim Sukkot and Meiser Reisim Mukul Kolin. Frag the Gemara, Amai, why do you say that his peiros are mesukanin? They should not be mesukanin. Because lema, why don't I say, kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh, fil b'vasach hazeh? How could you tell me that there is meiser in the 20%? And there is also tevel in the 20%? What happens if we would do this one after the other? He would give meiser, and then he would give Meiser again. What would happen to the second Meiser? We would say nothing. It remains chulad. He didn't accomplish anything. So since if you did it one after the other, it wouldn't work, why does it work when you do it at the same time? When you say that there's 20 out of 100, you're giving one-fifth, you're giving more than a tenth, so there you tell me, you gave Meiser, plus you have Tevel. And therefore the chulad, the 80%, is good. Why should the 80% be good? I should say that the whole Meiser was defective. There is no Meiser. Just like Bezach is there, wouldn't work, it shouldn't work at the same time as well. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Meiser. Meiser is an exception to the rule. The Isyel Chatzoyin. You can give Meiser in halves. The Omar Tigdosh Palga de Chitze Kotcha. Because if from every Gargirash, he says, every bit of grain, he will say, half of the bit of grain is Meiser, and half of the bit of grain is not Meiser, it would be acceptable. So since by Meiser there is this special halacha, so here Rabbah agrees that we don't say kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh, ena b'zeach hazeh. Ena chanami b'zeach hazeh wouldn't work, but since there's halacha that you could be magdish half of each grain, half will be Meiser and half will not, so therefore this basically we're saying is an exception to the rule. But when it comes, for example, while we're discussing Eruvei Tchumen, there is no such concept. I cannot, as Rashi says, I can't say that I'll play hopscotch. In other words, this part of the Dalet Amos under the tree is a Makom Shrisa. The next part is not a Makom Shrisa. The next part is a Makom Shrisa. That I can't do. So therefore, Rav holds, Kol Shena B'Zach Hazeh, Einoi B'Vasach, he can't do it at the same time either. Continues the Gemara, V'harei Meiser Behema. I'm going to ask you a question now from Meiser Behema. We know that once a year a person has to give from all his animals. They go from the pen one by one, and the tenth one, he Asiri Yekoidish, he makes the tenth one holy, and it becomes Meiser Behema. So now, what do we find by Meiser Behema? The Lesel Chatzoyin. This Chiddush of Meiser, that you can give Meiser in halves, you don't have by Meiser Behema. As Rashi brings down the Pasuk says, the Chol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShevet Ho Asiri Yiyah Kodesh, the Torah says. And what does Yiyah mean? We learn Kuloi Kodesh L'Shei Meiser. There is no such thing as giving an animal in half, as we had by Meiser. And the Bach now adds the words V'lesa Bezeh. There's also a halacha that you can't give Meiser Behema one after the other, which means that if you took the 10th one and you said this is the 10th one, and then you took the 11th one and you said the 11th one is also the 10th one, this 11th one is nothing. Because you've already designated the 10th one as the Meiser Behema, the 11th one's nothing. So we know that by Meiser Behema you have a din of Eina B'Zach or Zeh. You can't do it sequentially. And the Omer Rabba, the way we have it in the parentheses, or according to the Masoros HaShas on the side, Rava. And if you say it's Rabba de Girsa, as Samar Goyris, it's going to be even a stira in Rabba. The question that we're going to have here is a very strong question that Rabba himself contradicts himself. Why? Because what did Rabba say? Yotzu Shnaim Bas. What happens if two animals they came through the pen at the same time? The Koran Asiri, and he called both of them tenth. So what's the halacha? Asiri vecharasim ravin zebezer. Rabba said that you have the 10th and the 11th mixed up. I don't know which one is really the 10th and which one is really the 11th. What is the halacha? Says Rashi, the 10th will be Meister Behem and the 11th will be Shlomim. And Rashi, there's a whole long Rashi where Rashi explains the difference between Meister Behema and Ashlomim, and yet we are machmir to give it the chumras of both Meister Behema and Shlomim. So Rashi discusses how it would work concerning Kachim. But what's the important part of our sugya? What's the question here? You told me that if it's 10 and 11, and you call the 11th one 10, it's not Chal de Kedusha. So why is it Chal de Kedusha over here that I say both are Kaddish? One is Meister Behema, and one is Shlomim. It should not even be Meister Behema at all, because since you can't, the 11th one should have no Kedusha on it. It shouldn't be a Kedusha Shlomim either. It should be nothing. Why? Because you can't do it sequentially. You can't do it sequentially, you can't do it simultaneously as well. The more answers, shiny Meister Behema, the Issia Bezerach Zebetos. There is one case where Meister Behema will work and it will affect Meister Behema if you made a mistake. What's that case? The time we learned in the Mishnah of Chayrus, Karalachi Asiri. He, the following scenario happened. He was thinking about the stock market. He wasn't concentrating on what he was doing. He made a bunch of mistakes over here. Karalachi Asiri. First, he called the 9th one 10. Then he called La Siri Chi. He wanted to make up, oh, this is not the 10th, that one was the 9th. Now comes out the real 10, so he figures, you know what, let me call it the 9th. So he called the 10th the 9th. Ula Achad Asir Asiri. Then the 11th came out, then he forgot, what was the last, oh, I said 9, oh, so this is 10. So he botched the whole thing up. What's the halacha? Shloshtan Mekudoshin. The halacha is all three are Kaddish. Because the 9th and the 11th, which he called the 10th by accident, they're Kaddish. What kind of Kedusha? Rashi explains, Shlomim Kedusha. And the 10th one, which he called the 9th, but it was really the 10th, that is the one that gets Meister Behema. So since there is a case where betos, we give the Kedusha to all these three animals, so therefore we're not bothered here with the problem of kol she'ena b'zeh achazeh ena b'zeh achazeh ena chanami b'zeh achazeh. If you called the 11th 10th after you had called the 10th 10, then there is no Kedusha. But if you called it at the same time when both went out, it'll be good. Why? Because there's a case that it works b'zeh achazeh. And when is that case? Only if you called the 10th 9th. If you call the 10th 10th, then the 11th cannot become the 10th. But if you call the 10th 9, and then you call the 11th 10, so then it is chal, and therefore it's chal bevas achas as well. Continues the Gemara. Vare toida. What about the 40? Lachme toida. The less of betos. There is no such din as we just had by Meister Behema that, for example, if he forgot that he gave 40 lachmei toida and he said on a new pair of lachmei toida that it should have a din toida. Rashi explains three lines from the bottom. Shchitas ha-toida mekadeshes ha-lechem. When you shecht the korban toida, that's when the lechem became a kodesh. So he shechted the korban toida. He was mekadesh 40 and he forgot, and he was mekadesh another 40. The halacha is there's no kedusha chal on the second 40. So there we say by toida that what? That there is halacha of bezeh chazeh, the kedusha is not chal, and there's no exemption if you made a mistake. V'lesa bezeh chazeh, and also there is no, not if he forgot. Let's say he deliberately said, you know what, I'm magnanimous today, I want to give not 40, I want to give 80. So the halacha is once you gave the first 40, and you later give another 40, the second 40, there's no kedusha. So even though there's halacha of that there's no Kedusha, yet we find that if it's simultaneously, there is a Kedusha. V'itmar, toida shenishkat ha'ashmar chalis. Let's say I shechted a toida on 80 chalis, chizki amr kitshu alamem mitach shmayin, 40 from 80 are kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan and amr loy kitshu alamem mitach shmayinim, that the 40 from the 80 are not kaddish, nothing is kaddish. So what's the kash? The kash is from chizkiya. Because chizkiya says that when you do shmayinim, even even though the maximum you could do is 40, we say that 40 is kaddish from shmoinim. So, but the question is, kol she'ena b'zachazeh, ena b'vasachas. There should be no kedusha that's chal on the first 40 either. So really, you could say, well, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says none of them are kaddish. On that, the Rashba answers that Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Chizkiah, and therefore Avada, we passing like the Rebbe Chizkiah, who said that 40 are kaddish, and that's the premise of the Gemara's Kasha. According to Rabba, we should say the rule that if it can't work with Zachazah, it shouldn't work with Vasachas either. And for the Gemara, you don't understand clearly what the Machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan are. This Machlokes is not a question on Rabba. Other Rabba, it'll fit in with Rabba. Ha'itmar lo, we learned on that Machlokes. Amar Rab Zera, on the side, it says Amar Rab Yishu ben Levi. Hakol moidim. If you said that 40 should become kaddish from AD, then it is kaddish. Like we had before, if you said 4 from 8 in the Tchumen, it's kaddish, because that's, you're all, I'm not saying I want 80, all I want is 40. I'm not telling you which 40, but that's not a chsorin in kol she'ena b'zachazeh ena b'vasachas. So everybody's money is kachi, so that fits in beautiful with Rabba. Lo yikidshu arbo melam kem kachu shmoinim kuli amaloi plegit loy kachu. What happens if he says these 40 should not get kedusha unless they allow me to give kedusha to all 80? Then the halacha is none of them are kaddish, because then he's saying all 80 should become. And on that, there is a halacha, kol she'ena b'zachazeh. If I can't do 40 and another 40 after the first 40, I can't do 80 at the same time either. Ki pligi b'stama. When are they arguing? When the person designated 80 and he didn't specify exactly what he wants. So now we have to read into what he did. What is he doing with these 80? Mar sover Chizkiah, who says at least 40 out of the 80 are good, he holds lachrayis kamachavin. That he brought it on a condition. In other words, he was afraid maybe the first 40 would become tamei, or they would get lost. So he says, in case the first 40 get lost or tamei, so you're going to have left over another 40. But he never meant to be mekadesh 80. So we learn. So it's as if he had specified that I want 40 from 80. And we learned that whenever you specify the correct number, 4 ames out of 8, or 40 out of 80, there is no chesaron of kol she'ena b'zachazeh ena b'vasachas. Mar sover Rabbi Yochanan holds a carbon gadol kamachavin. No, we have to tie up that he was going for the maximum of 80, and he can't do 80, and therefore none of them are kaddish because of the rule kol she'ena b'zachazeh ena b'vasachas. If you can't do it one after the other, you can't do the 80 together. So Rashi points out that by tchumen there is no such thing as achrayis. By this case over here, we could say he wanted 40 out of 80 achrayis. By tchumen, there's no such thing. So therefore, avada by tchumen, he would be correct, Rav, to say, according to this explanation of Rabba, that if you can't make 4 ames and then another 4 ames, you cannot just say under the tree, which means I want all the 8 ames, because if you can't do it one after the other, you can't do it at the same time as well. Continues the Gemara, we're now in Daf Nun Amid Beis. Amar Abaye, said Abaye, Loi Shanu. When do we say this din? That Kol She'ena B'Zachar Zeh, Einoi B'Vasachas, Deloi Amar Klum. Rashi says, Adar Rav Koi, when do you say the din of Rav, that he gets nothing under the tree? All he gets is the 4 Amos where he's standing at the beginning of Shabbos. That's only Ela B'Ilun Shetachtov Yud Beis Amo. If the under the tree there is 12 amas, or Rashi says oyoyser, or like we had before, 20 or 30 amas under the tree. Why? Because you did not specify which 4 amas. You said nothing about 4 amas at all. You just said under the tree. There the problem is, either the first pshat in Rabbah you weren't specified, therefore you get nothing, or because of kol she'ena b'zachazeh ena b'vasachas, the second pshat of Rabbah. Avol b'ilun she'en tachtov yud beis amo. But a tree that does not have under it 12 amas, let's say it only has under it 11 amas, hare mixas beisei nicker, that would be considered that he did designate a certain amount at least. Why? Because the middle 4 amas is covered whichever way you go. Let's say he took the 4 amas to the north, that includes there's 11 amas, so we could look at the 4 middle amas, and then we would have 3.5 on each side, or we could look at the 4 northern amas, and then they would overlap with the four Amis of the middle. We could have the southern, and they would overlap. In other words, a half Amma is for sure going to be within the four Amis of the middle. If you look at the middle four Amis, so if he was, I could say like this, if he was Mechavan to the four middle Amis, so he was kind of over there. If he was Mechavan to the four northern Amis, so at least a half Amma of the four middle Amis are covered. And if he goes the four Amis in the south, at least a half Amma of the four southern ones overlap with the four middle ones. So therefore, since in at least a small measure he has covered all the bases, we say that that's considered Mesuyam, and therefore he would be kinda Shvisa under the tree. And then Rashi says, what halacha kicks in at that time? Chamor Gomel. Of course, we go like Shmuel, that whenever you give him the tree, but we're gonna subtract either direction that he wants to go, because he didn't specify which of the four Amos. Maskil Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Bereid Yeshua asked a very obvious question. Mimai deba'arba mitziyosakam Messiahim, who says he wanted the four in the middle? Dilma Barboy the High Giso, Barboy the High Giso comes on. Maybe he wanted the four either on the north, or he wanted the four on the south. Who cares that it overlaps with the four in the middle? But maybe he's saying, I want Badafka the four on the north, or I want Badafka the four on the south. That's what he really meant. And since we don't know, that should not be considered Mesuyim just because it overlaps with the four in the middle. El Amar Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua says, I can find a case where your principle would work. It won't work with 11 Amis. You know where it would work? With 7 Amis. Loi shon el b'ilin shetacht of ches Amis. And that's why we said the Gemara in Amud Aleph gave a case of 4 out of 8. Because here the Gemara is mentioning a case of 8 Amis. When you have under a tree 8 Amis, so then we don't know. Does he mean the 4 on the north? Does he mean the 4 on the south? So then Rav says, loy amr klum, he gets nothing. Avol b'ilin shetacht of zayin Amis, but a tree that only has 7 Amis. Hare mixes base in nikr. Maybe, I don't know, his beisa means his house, meaning his makam shvisa. A little of his makam shvisa is nikr, because either way, the part of the 7 Amis I know are going to be covered m'manav shach. Either the 4 on the north, or the 4 or 4 from the south, but there's only 7 Amis to divide up. That means that the 4 from the north and 4 from the south, they overlap. If they overlap, there's a place in the middle which I know for sure is covered whichever way the 4 Amis are. So that would be considered already a Dover Mesuyim, that you have designated in some way where your Shvisa is going to be, and therefore it would be, you would be kind of Shvisa under the tree, and you would have the Chamer Gomel, as we mentioned before. Rav would be mighty to Shmuel of the concept of Chamer Gomel. Loi shonal b'ilin shtach tov ches amas, b'ilin shtach tov zayin amas, harei mixes beisoy nikr. Tanya kavasei de Rav, Tanya kavasei de Shmuel. So at the end of the sugya, what do we have? We have a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that when you have 8 amas or more, based on the Gemara we just learned, less than 8, he's mitzvah to Shmuel. But 8 Amis or more, where we don't know which 4 Amis you meant, and there's no overlapping, so the halacha is, lo yomer klum, you get nothing. And Tanya Kavasei to Shmuel, we learned the brisa like Shmuel also, that Shmuel, Shmuel's opinion is, that under the Elon you get, and then there's the halacha of Chamor Gomel. Tanya Kavasei to Rav, I'll bring you a brisa that agrees with Rav, Mishubabader, somebody who's coming from the way, V'choshcholoi, and then it became Shabbos as he was walking on the way, V'hoyo makir Elon together, and he saw in the distance a tree or a stone fence, V'yomar, and he said, this is the ratio of our Mishnah, Shri Sasi Tachtav, I want to be under that tree. And he did not specify which of the 4 Amis he was talking about, Loi Amar Klum, it is meaningless, based on the 2 Pshatim of Rabbah that we had before. Loi Amar Klum, he gets nothing. All he gets is the 4 Amis where he is when Shabbos starts. Avol Im Amar Shri Sasi Makum Ploini, but if he says, and the Rashi explains, and we're going to see it from the Gemara soon, that he saw an enclosed area with Mechitzois, and if you can get to the closed area of Mechitzas, we know, we learned throughout the Homosexta, that whole enclosed area is considered Dalet Amos. So if he said my shvi'is should be within those mechitzas, those parameters, that halacha is, that is, that's a mesuyim dika place. Mahalach at shemagilos makom. So of course that place has to be within 2,000 amos from where you are right now. But if it is within your 2,000 amos, you can walk into that enclosed area, and then higilos makom. When you reach that area, mahalach is kula, you can walk through the whole thing because the whole thing is considered wa dalad amos. V'chutz lo alpayim amos. Then you get another 2,000 amos from the end of the fence and beyond. However, the Gemara makes a stipulation. B'med, when is that said? B'makom amesuyim. When there are mechitzas which clearly demarked this place. He was on a mound, his shvisa was by a mound which is high 10 tvachim. And it measured from 4 amos at least until base asayim. Because if, Rashi explains, if it was more than base asayim, we learned earlier in the Masechta, that a yoyser mi base asayim, which is loy hook of ladira, as this place would be in the middle of nowhere, it's loy hook of ladira, the halacha is, you don't get the 4 amos, that the whole enclosure is considered 4 amos. You're not supposed to be metalkal there. So of course he would get his 2,000 amos from where he is, till there he could get, but he would not get to be able to walk throughout that entire area. The Chembika, a valley, Shehi, Amuka Yud, it's deep 10, and it has very straight walls. Vihimi Dalad Amasar Beis Asayim, it's from 4 Amas until Beis Asayim, which equals 5,000 square Amas. So then it's good. Avo v'makom she'ein mesuyim. But in a place which is not mesuyim. And the word not mesuyim over here means, as Rashi explains, that it's open, it has no mechitzas. Or it's bigger than beis asayim. And therefore, technically, I cannot consider the enclosure as dalet amis, because it's loy hook of ladir, you're not allowed to carry there. So what's the halacha then? Ain loy ala dalet amis. Then he only has dalet amis. Why? Rashi explains, like we had before in the sugya. Where he is now, he's given up. The place where he wants to go doesn't work. So mimeil, all he has is the dalet amis. I'm sorry, I think I made a mistake here. Rashi says he'll have the 2,000 amos, but in the enclosure, he'll only have dalet amos. Now the next two lines are a separate halacha, which has nothing to do with what we've been speaking about in terms of the 4 amos. Hoyu shnayim, there were two people. Echad makir v'echad shein makir. One person recognizes, maybe he has better eyesight, or they see something in the distance. He knows what that something is. The other person doesn't know what it is. V'echad shein makir, the other one is not able to discern what it is. Zeh shein makir moishesh risasa makir. He gives over, you know what, I'm going to live together with you on Shabbat. In the same place, you take care of it. Vamakir, the one who recognizes that specific geographical landmark, he says, Shvi Sasi b'makom pliny, my shvis is in that place. Or as the Cheshik Shlomo says, he says, Shvi Sasenu b'makom pliny, our joint place where we're going to spend the Shabbos is in that place. Bamedvor mamurim kishasiim dalet ames shekava. If he specified exactly which 4 amos he wants, then all the previous halachas work. Avoloisim dalet amos shekava. In other words, like he says, I want to go under the tree. You didn't say which 4 amos under the tree, which is the case that we've had all along here in the sugya. Lo yozes mem kaimoi. He's not allowed to move from his space. Whose sheet is that? That's the sheet of Rav, that lo yomer klum. That if he didn't specify 4 amos, lo yomer klum. Leim et hevet yuftu shmul. If so, this is such a strong raya. Maybe it totally destroys Shmuel's position. It's a tiyufta. Amar lach Shmuel. Shmuel has an answer. Hacha b'mayaskinan. This case is a unique case. If you remember, how did we explain the Mishnah? We explained that the whole tree was within 2,000 amos from where he rested on Shabbos. But here it's speaking about that no, that the tree is only in the mashal that we gave, only the southern part, those 4 amos, are within 2,000 amos from where he is. Not the whole tree. Ah, so then we have a problem. Then Shmuel will agree to Rav. Amar Shmuel, how come I skin going to Ikim Imakam Raglavad Ikroi? Trey Alfiva Arboa Garmidi. There's 2004 Amis. Why do we choose the amount 2004? Because four he gets, you always get four Amis beyond where you're allowed to go. So you have 2004. But where does the 2004 Amis end? In the marshal that we gave on the four Amis of the southern part, which is closer to him. Not to his house, but closer to where he rested at the beginning of Shabbos. The imuk mislay the idachisa the ilon kamle lebar metruma. If you're going to measure it from the northern side in the mashal that we gave, which is closer to his house, so he will be beyond his 2,000 amos. Then the halacha is, I agree to Rav, Isim Dal Amis Motzi Ozel, if he specified, I want four Amis, and which four Amis in this case? The four Amis that are closer to me on the southern side, which is within my 2,000 Amis, good, then I can get to the tree. But Viloi, but if I don't specify, then Shmuel is moited to Rav, Loi Motzi Ozel, that he can't move from his place. Because where he is, he was Oiker, I don't want to stay here. Where you want to go, you didn't specify, it could be that you really wanted the southern side, the northern side in the marshal that we gave, the one closer to your house. That's beyond your 2,000 amas. So Mimela, then he's moider to Rav that lo yozes mimkaimet. What's our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah talking about a different case. Our Mishnah talking about where the entire tree is within the 2,000 amas from where you are. That Shmuel says is enough to give me anywhere under the tree dalet amas with the halacha of chamor gomel. Tani comes say the Shmuel. We learned like Shmuel as well. Tovir l'shtei reshuos kimeduma hayahu shemarvin l'shtei reshuos. He thought that I can have one way to go on the morning of Shabbos in the north and one way on the south in the afternoon of Shabbos. He made a mistake in halacha, so he was marv in both places. Oishar amar lavod tzuv arvli, or he told the servants go out and make an air for me. Echad irv lav l'tzofin ve'echad irv lav l'dorim. So one eved did it on the north and one did it on the south. And Rashi explains that each if you have an art scroll Gemara, so they show that he did 1,000, the Erev was set up 1,000 Amis to the southern direction and 1,000 Amis to the northern direction. Now, he didn't need 4,000 Amis. He needed only 3,000 Amis to go in one direction. Now, they have set up 3,000 Amis to the north and 3,000 Amis to the south. So the halacha is Mahalach Litzofen Ki Eruva Ledorim. Ledorim, Uledorim Ki Eruva Litzofen. So then we say that the only thing we know for sure that you have is 2,000 Amis around the house. Why? Because if you want to go in the northerly direction 3,000 Amis, you're going to be pulled back by the 4,000 Amis, which might be from the Erev on the other side. And if you want to go on the other side, the 3,000 Amis, you're going to be pulled back by the 4,000 Amis that are going to be on the other side. So therefore, or rather by the 3,000 Amis. And that is the only safe area which is covered by both Eruvim is the middle 2,000 Amis. Otherwise, we don't know where your Erev is. The only thing we know for sure are the 2,000 Amis in the middle. So, the im mitzi olav esatchum. But what happens if they made the Erev, they made it 2,000, not 1,000, 2,000 Amis from your house on the north, and 2,000 Amis from your house on the south. Then, lo yazuz mem kaimai, then you can't leave your house. Why? Because you want to go to the north, maybe the real Erev is to the south. You want to go to the south, maybe the real Erev is to the north. And they're both 2,000 Amis away from you. So you're stuck, you can't go out of your house. Lei metei tiyuf de rab. So this Mishnah clearly says that what? That all your, this Mishnah, this Bryce is telling us the concept of chamor gom. You're pulled in each direction. But yet the Braisa concludes that the middle part, the middle 2,000 Amis, which you have Memanev Shach from each Erev, that you get. So who's that like? That is like Shmuel. That Shmuel says what you get, you can get, even though you didn't specify here, no Erev was specifically said. The Evet sent it to each one to a different direction. So L'chayrit Shver on Rav. The answer is Rav Tana Upolig. Rav is not an Amoira who has to worry about another Tana. Rav was in the transitional era between Tana and Amoira, he had Halach of Tana. He can argue Halach Lamaisa. Some Rishonim said Halach is Taka like Rav Tana Upolik, and other Rishonim said Halach is like Shmuel because Divri the Halach is Kedivri Hamekel be Erevin.